Hey, it's Jamie.
And Caitlin.
From the Bechdel cast.
Hey, you should listen to our podcast. It's about the portrayal of women in movies.
And how the portrayal of women in movies is usually pretty bad. Listen and subscribe to the Bechdel cast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed way.
So like a donkey. Yeehaw.
Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Thursday, October 11th, goes to a 19-year-old young man named Ryan Langdale. Ryan is from my home, the great state of South Carolina. Drop on the clues bombs for South Carolina, damn it. All right, now Ryan is facing charges of attempted murder, using a firearm in a violent crime, and obstructing justice in the critical wounding of his 17-year-old cousin. Ryan, 19 years old, clapped his 17-year-old cousin. Now, I want to explain the obstruction of justice charge first. See, Ryan first told deputies that his cousin had accidentally shot himself by dropping a hunting rifle while cleaning it. Now, the cousin confirmed it in a brief statement after being rushed into life-saving surgery, but the deputies didn't think the evidence lined up to their story. Now, sheriff deputies said they knew from the beginning that something wasn't right. They said the pathway the bullet had taken through the victim's chest was impossible if the victim had mistakenly shot himself. And guess what? The professionals in this situation, aka the police, were absolutely correct. Would you like to know what happened to Ryan's cousin for real? Well, when Ryan's cousin woke up a week later after being critically wounded, he told investigators potato chips were at the center of a dispute that prompted Ryan to purposefully shoot him.
What
now,
flavor?
Now, I'm going to get there. Now, I know what you're thinking.
That's what
I know that is what matters. I know that's what everybody's thinking. Ryan
it's
shot his cousin over some potato chips. All right? Before we jump to any judgments, before we rush to any judgments, we have to find out what kind of chips they were. Okay? Original Lay's? Nah. Nobody going to shoot you over no classic Original Lay's. What about barbecue?
No.
I love barbecue, though.
No, I'm saying you could get clapped over some barbecue chips, depending on your taste buds.
Sour cream and onion, maybe.
Cheddar and sour cream, you think?
Nah.
Decent.
Nah.
I'll shoot you up with some jalapeno ones, though. I love jalapeno chips, spicy.
What about salt and vinegar?
Ones. Yeah, it gets your mouth watering.
Yeah, so ding, ding, ding. Salt and vinegar chips are my favorite potato chip, okay? Not even close, but never in my life have I seen a shortage of salt and vinegar chips, okay? Ryan, all you had to do was go to the store, all right? If you got money for bullets to shoot your cousin, then you got a few coins to buy some salt and vinegar potato chips. Now, when Ryan came clean and told the real story, he said he told his cousin, "Do not touch my chips or I'll shoot you." Ryan went into his back room and fetched his rifle. You know, in South Carolina, a white man not going to get his gun. He going to fetch his gun, all right? The next thing Ryan knew, the rifle went off, and his cousin was critically wounded over some salt and vinegar potato chips. True story. Now, I know this sounds like crackhead behavior. If this sounds like somebody addicted to drugs, it's a reason for that. I was recently talking to our guy, Dr. Oz, and for whatever reason, we started talking about salt and vinegar potato chips. And Dr. Oz had this to say. Let's throw to that combo. I love salt and vinegar potato chips.
Well, that is a mouthfeel that they create for you. So that is chemically designed to get you, Charlamagne, to absolutely adore and fall in love with those chips like you did that dummy earlier. But there's a reason you love it. It's chemically designed to addict you. Mm-hmm. And it hits your brain, some of these foods like crack cocaine.
So basically, Ryan is a crackhead.
What dummy did you fall in love with?
That's another story.
What's his name?
That's another story for another day. But basically, Ryan is a crackhead, which explains this crackish behavior. Okay, now there's a lot of things someone should be shot over, but never in the history of anyone's life until now has somebody been shot over some potato chips. Now, KRS-One, the legend, once said that people are steady packing a gat as if something's going to happen, but it doesn't. They wind up shooting their cousin. They bug. Yes, Ryan was bugging. And bugging is actually an understatement, because when Ryan is sitting in prison after being sentenced to about 10 to 15 at 19 years old, at some point, he's going to have an emotional breakdown. And he's going to have an emotional mental breakdown, because it's going to be when he goes to the commissary to buy some salt and vinegar potato chips and he bites into one and starts crying because he realized that he made a permanent decision based off temporary feelings. In this case, he made a permanent decision based off temporary cravings. Please let Remy Ma give Ryan Langdale the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw, you stupid motherfucker. Are you
dumb.
Peace to the planet. Charlemagne the God here. And today's Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey and call my friend Michael if you've been hurt in a construction accident. 212-962-1020. That's 212-962-1020. Don't be a donkey. Reach out and touch Michael right now.